Youth Day is celebrated tomorrow, the 16th of June, and unemployment amongst the youth is becoming increasingly problematic in South Africa. Fortunately, higher education can help to provide job opportunities. I have the privilege to speak to Dr. Bismarck Tiobeka, Vice Chancellor at the Northwest University, about the important role the youth play and what opportunities the NWU has to offer. Dr. Morning, welcome to IFM.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
What is the importance of higher education for our youth?
To start with, education in itself, it's a very important stepping stone towards quality youth life. We can all agree that in countries, including ours, in countries where education levels and the quality of education has not been up to scratch, it has resulted in a very poor quality of life for its citizens and consequently its young people. Now, in South Africa, if you consider that the big chunk of your citizens is in fact younger people, then it becomes important that you have an educated cadre of young people, and not only just educated, but quality educated. Now, quality education means what? It means it is that kind of education that will potentially open doors for young people to access opportunities in the job market, that's one. But two, it is that kind of education that will allow, capacitate our young people to not only be on the lookout for jobs, but to be, in fact, the ones who create jobs by themselves as entrepreneurs. But lastly, quality education will also assist in shaping and molding the behavior of our youth, in particular, the social behavior of our youth, to be able to see themselves through socio-economic challenges that we find the youth in today, such as, you know, gender-based violence, such as drug abuse, such as alcohol abuse, and so on and so on. So education, and in particular higher education, has a huge role to play to mold quality young people for the betterment of South Africa tomorrow.
Dr. Bismarck Tiobeka, Vice Chancellor at the Northwest University, joins us today. Doctor, what opportunities does the NWU provide to address the current issues we face with youth unemployment?
The Northwest University, like any other university, provides for scholarships for students post-matric to access the university through the NSFAS program, so that you can take most of those grade 12 graduates of grade 12 off the streets and get them into quality degree and diploma programs through the help of the state funding in the form of the NSFAS. Over and above that, the Northwest University provides internships in different areas of the university for those that have completed their degrees to come and spend some time, let's say, for example, in a finance department of the university, if you have a BCom university, or at the maintenance facilities department of the university, if you have technical qualifications such as engineering degrees and so on. And of course, in other areas such as human resources, IT, within the broader university in all our three campuses, we provide hundreds of internship programs every year to our students, so that we also are seen to be putting a dent on youth unemployment.
Doctor, what is that one piece of advice you'd like to give young people right now, and also with Youth Day coming up?
I think it is important as young people to realize the fact that the world we lived in today has dramatically changed from the world that you found when you entered puberty, for example. Now the world has moved on in such a way that a lot of things are driven by technology. We live in the world where all business is conducted, you know, virtually sometimes. And therefore, nowadays, skills such as ICT are no longer a nice to have, but a must have. Now, students, young people of today, as they enter university, in fact, as they enter high school, it is important that we as schools provide that much needed guidance, because it is where we miss it. If a student from high school makes wrong choices right at that level, completing their university is by chance, and once they complete that university degree, chances are that even the university degree, because it was chosen on wrong basis and ground, chances are that it will in fact not be very useful for the career advancement of a student. We must look into where the skills are going to. We need to take time to see who are the biggest employers, not nationally, We must also be able and amenable as young people to take our skills internationally. In other words, you should not just be content about graduating in South Africa and therefore looking for a job in South Africa. We live in a globalized world. If you have a good degree from the Northwest University, you should be employable in the United Nations, for example, in Geneva. You should be employable in Canada. You should be employable in the Czech Republic, in Europe. So we teach and we strive to produce graduates that are actually skilled, that they can be employable anywhere. It is just that we must open that horizon, the struggle to look for jobs, that they should not confine themselves to looking for jobs within the bounds of South Africa. There are many other job opportunities out there. All we are saying is that if you have the opportunity, go get the job out there, but please come back and plow back to your country, just like some of us have done. And we must not limit ourselves by just thinking within the four corners of South Africa.
Dr. Bismarck, thank you so much for your insight and your wisdom this Youth Day. And thank you also for sharing some of what the Northwest University has to offer.
Thank you very much. And I wish all our young people a very progressive Youth Month. And I'm sure that with the help of institutions such as ours, we will slowly but surely eat this big elephant in the room, which is called employment, by availing a number of intervention measures to deal with the problem. Thank you very much and have a nice day.
That was Vice Chancellor at the Northwest University, Dr. Bismarck Tiobeka, speaking about the importance of higher education for the youth.